312-981-7200. It's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. We are here for the next 3 hours to help you with any challenge that you might have with your home, with your student loan, with your concrete, with your IRS tax challenges, doors, windows, lighting, credit, mortgage, housing, whatever you got. And are you set? You good?
I am.
You good?
Thanks for asking.
Banging into the mic. You're good. Everybody just wants to make sure that Stephen A. Leahy is set before we officially start with the show. You good?
Yeah, I am. Let's take a couple more minutes.
Okay, good. Three. And why don't you make a lot more noise and bang into the microphone? It's really professional. Sounds great. Three, as people are having their coffee.
I'm panicking.
Nobody really cares. 312-981-72. It's a radio. Just turn your mic off, you knucklehead. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Let's go around the horn, get all of the introductions out of the way, and let's meet our experts on today's show. Sarah Andreas, Robert Andreas and son, your dad is home. We miss him. Hopefully he's getting better or being quarantined or whatever he's doing.
Yeah, I'm sure he's enjoying his alone time. So I'm flying solo today. And today I'll be talking to our listeners about how the prices that you see at the gas pump are making concrete the better choice for your driveway this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Your phone number?
708-863-5735.
Ray Kaplan, student loan assassin, Kaplan Law Firm. What are we talking about today, Ray?
Today, I would like to talk about the IDR waiver. This is really big, earth-shattering, big news for student loan borrowers.
IDR, Illinois Department Regulation. What's IDR?
Income-driven repayment waiver.
Stay in your lane, Hochberg. I got that look from Ray. What are you talking about, idiot? This is my area of expertise. Don't be a knucklehead. Okay, the income
IDR waiver.
Okay, and you're going to be talking about that in more detail.
Yes, many people, millions of people are going to be eligible to have their loans forgiven. It's not automatic. You have to do something for it. So that's what I want to talk about.
43 million Americans have student loans totaling over $1.3 trillion.
$1.7 trillion.
$1.7 trillion. Sorry for insulting you. $1.7 trillion. And over $100 billion is in default. Are we still over 100? Are we closing in on 100?
Yeah, it's a small percentage, actually, when you're talking trillions of dollars. But the very few, I guess, in terms of those numbers, have their loans in default, especially now during COVID forbearance, because all that's been frozen. So now is actually a really good time to get your loans back to current and in good standing and get them eligible for that forgiveness that I was just referencing.
Your team is standing ready and able. What's your phone number?
312-294-8989.
Did I give you the opportunity? I don't think I... what's your phone number?
I mean, I did say it, but...
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, then.
Radio okay. Professional. Welcome to the show, David.
My God, we'll just edit all this out when we go live. Justin Bartley, how are you, buddy?
Wonderful, David.
What are we talking about?
Well, many of us have front doors that maybe they've seen better days. We get a lot of calls, and it's such a great opportunity to improve the curb appeal. The front door is the focal point of the home, and if you're going to do any exterior home improvements, that's probably the first place you want to start. To improve the efficiency and the beauty of your home. So we're going to talk about some different front door options.
You offer financing?
Of course.
Okay, there you go.
Easy ways to pay, no money down options, and often you've got 18 or 24 months to pay that off.
Okay, and our listeners are going to need that 18 to 24 months because things are getting a little tight out there for our listeners, and for even those that aren't listening, that should be listening. I don't know why they're not listening. This is a great show. See, I think about that all the time. Why aren't more people listening? So even those people that aren't listening are having financial challenges as well. If I try to follow that, flow chart that, Leahy. If our listeners want to reach out more and get more information, what's the best way to reach you?
You could call our office. We're there 6 days a week at 800-NEXT-DOOR or at 800nextdoor.com.
All right. Mike Long from Mike's Landscape Lighting. What are we talking about today, Mr. Long?
We're going to talk about how we helped a listener in Mount Prospect upgrade her old lighting system, and she's very happy with how it turned out. So,
are you offering? I know you talked with Roy Spencer the last time you were on. Did you look into financing?
I did. It's in process. I should be approved by next week to offer financing. That is in the works. I talked to him again yesterday, so it's in the process. Yes,
it's good because when Rich Dykstra was in here, I think last week. He's like, his sales are still up, but the amount of listeners that are calling him to finance their jobs instead of paying cash has exponentially increased.
Yes, I figure that will come in very handy. So we are in the process of doing that. We should have approval this week.
Stephen A. Leahy from the OPM Tax Resolutions. How are you?
I'm just great, David. How about yourself?
What are we covering today?
Today, we're going to... kind of reminds me of Steve Martin and the Jerk. The new IRS tax book is here. The new IRS tax book is here.
Oh, boy.
Well, it's funny because the IRS has nothing but statistics, and so I'm going to talk a little bit about how many people file taxes. I'm also going to talk about how to fix your IRS problem, and about the statistics of the IRS and how people are successful on doing that.
And our young lads in the producer's booth don't even know what you're talking about. So I had to say, look up the Jerk and find the clip of him running outside with the new phone book and the oil cans are exploding.
Yes.
And he's like, oh my God, the oil cans are exploding.
He hates oil cans.
Right, he hates oil. And then he realizes that somebody's shooting at him. And then he's like, he hates oil cans. So it just brought up a great memory.
I watched it this morning.
Oh, what a great movie.
That's awesome.
What a dumb movie, but what a great movie. That was before... all you youngins out there, that was before Anchorman, okay? So that was our generation's Anchorman. Not that Anchorman isn't phenomenally, tremendously outstanding, but The Jerk was pretty much groundbreaking, okay, along with Caddyshack and all the other ones.
Yes.
Okay, that means absolutely nothing, but I'm glad we're here. If our listeners want to reach out to you, Stephen A. Leahy and your fine staff at OPM Tax Resolutions, what's the best way to reach out to you?
Call me, 312-664-6649. You can go on the web, chicagotaxteam.com.
All right, and I screwed up the opening. We're not going to do the opening because that commercial threw me off a little bit, so we're going to hit a break because we're late. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. The MegaPros call, text, and photo line are open, 312-981-7200. I did an abbreviated pause there because I've been accused of talking fast, which I don't agree with. 312-981-7200. That's more like it. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Text us what the craziest thing you found in your sump pimp. A pump pimp? What? Sump pimp.
Whoever looks in there.
Sump pimp. What is it?
Sump pit.
Sump pit. Say that 10 times quick.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
With the delay on. 312-981-7200. MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Sarah Andreas from Robert Andreas and Son, third generation in the business, received an email yesterday from a listener. I fired it over to you because it had to do with cracks in concrete or cement. No, concrete, because cement goes into concrete.
Yes, there you go.
Can you rehash the email question that the listener sent in and educate the rest of our listeners before talking about why the price of asphalt has been going up?
Yes, of course. So the listener reached out to us with a hairline crack in her new concrete. I mean, a hairline crack is a crack that you cannot penetrate with your finger or like a small stick. So it's very surface level. It's probably only like one like little millimeter of an inch. So the procedure would be, and a homeowner could do this, but if you work with Andreas and we pour your concrete, we will use the same procedure to repair it if it does crack. And basically, we will take a battery-powered grinder, and we will grind it, and we will open up that crack, clear out the debris, and then we will fill it with a self-leveling clear caulk.
All right.
Yes.
So that's an easy solution to a... because Roy says all the time when he's on, what percent of concrete cracks?
All of it.
And he says 100%.
Yeah, 100%.
100%. All right, you want to talk about Steve and I passed the same gas station this morning.
Sure.
At the corner of Waukegan and Lake Cook Road in the fine town of Deerfield, Shell is selling gas for $5.85 a gallon. Mm-hmm. And Thornton's right across the street that doesn't have a gas station, that doesn't have a car wash, so you can't do the car wash screw around game with the 20 cents, is $5.50.
Absolutely.
Okay, so the price of gas continues to go up.
Yep.
And why are the three people filling up at the Shell? We're filling up at Shell. I mean, it's like 6:50 in the morning. I'm like, what are you guys a bunch of? What's wrong? It's 30 cents cheaper.
I like that gas.
I like the Shell.
Yeah, if they like it, yeah.
I like the clam shell logo. So and yellow and red are my favorite colors. So what's going on?
Absolutely, the prices that you see at the pump are directly impacting the cost of asphalt. asphalt.
Well, your dad's not here. You can say it right. Asphalt.
I know. It's the Andreas speech impediment. So basically, right now, concrete is only 20 to 30% more than blacktop your driveway. So essentially, if you want to pay maybe a dollar more per foot, a lot of our listeners are opting for concrete right now because if you have an asphalt driveway that essentially has too many dips and cracks and crevices in it, sometimes to replace that driveway, we have to clear out 8 to 10 inches of subbase. So we're going to clean out all the old stone. So that's the same procedure for concrete. If you do either, you're going to excavate 8 to 10 inches. So that's where the price is becoming more and more competitive. A lot of people are opting for concrete this season because of those gas prices.
Tell you what, you don't have to do with concrete. You don't have to blacktop it and reseal it every year.
Absolutely, yeah. So say your concrete driveway costs $1,000 more, hypothetically, than your asphalt. In 6 years, you're going to spend that $1,000 recoating and resealing your asphalt. So why not just do the concrete now and have no maintenance for the rest of your life?
Yeah, and it doesn't stink, and you could park on your driveway anytime you want instead of being off it for 24 hours or 48 hours, however long you got to be off it.
Yeah, actually, for concrete, the procedure is that we're going to recommend you keep a car off of it for 7 to 10 days.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I'm talking about sealing it.
Oh, yeah.
Every year.
Right, right.
Mike from Justice would like to know, wondering how I can go about replacing my concrete driveway. It's over 50 years old and over 125 feet long. If I can't afford the whole thing, then can I do the driveway in pieces? That's a text message that we received.
Sure. Great question. So step one would be to obviously call Andreas and Sons at 708-863-5735. We will set you up on an estimate. I actually go back to work from my maternity leave on Tuesday, so I could personally come do your estimate, Mike. And I would recommend you get a couple other estimates, too. And I do work with customers sometimes to compare and contrast. Sometimes things are not apples to apples. They are essentially apples to oranges. So different contractors are going to offer different quality of materials, and I can help you navigate those bids.
A listener just sent in, and I turned the screen around to you, of a gigantic sink in what's the proper term, the sidewalk?
Yes, the sidewalk has lifted.
Sidewalk has lifted,
and okay. It appears to be a public sidewalk, and it seems like this listener is wondering what they can do about this public sidewalk. So depending on your municipality, you need to contact your local public works and reach out to them and see if it is the city's municipal responsibility or it is the homeowner's. Sometimes municipalities have a 50-50 program where they pay 50% of the price for replacement and the homeowner pays the remaining 50% of the price. So I would recommend to start there.
Ray, you want to, are you just playing with your nails, or did you want to answer? I don't know. I thought you were raising your hand.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I was. Sorry about that.
No, you're
bad
good.
Bad habit.
So it says here, I'm Taylor from LaGrange. I was wondering what to do with the sidewalk square that is lifted near the school my kids go to. My whole foot can fit underneath the sidewalk square. So this gentleman, Taylor, could be a guy or gal.
Right.
It's a unisex name. Should contact the LaGrange Public Works?
Yes. And when you reach out to your public works department, definitely send photos. And another thing about when a sidewalk lifts or your driveway or your patio, anytime concrete lifts, animals love to burrow underneath there. There could be a little, if you have a rat problem in your neighborhood.
Chipmunks,
that could be a great motivation for your municipality to replace that sidewalk square.
312-981-7200. Here you go, Steve. It's coming in already. Okay. If the gas station on Lake Cook Road are on different sides of the street, north and south, one is in Cook County and the one is in Lake County. So here's the deal. Lake Cook Road divides Lake and Cook County.
That's where they came up with the name.
I know. Genius. And you were right. And probably some attorney that charging $500 an hour to come up with it. Another $500 for the 3 hours it took to write the rules. I know it does. Makes sense, and it depends. So both of those gas stations are on the Lake County side of Lake Cook Road, or on the north side, as we say it here, on the south side in Chicago. So both of them. So listen, if you want to pay 30 cents more, knock yourself out. Shell Station. There you go. 312-981-7200. Sarah, this is right up your wheelhouse. We got 10, 15 seconds to get the answer out. Lynette and Cicero, you got a question about tuck pointing. Lynette.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Lynette.
Congratulations.
Oh,
is there a best time of the year to tuck point. I have a brick cottage. And is there a waterproofing that Andreas can put that does protects it even better?
Sure. So anytime that the weather is above freezing, I believe that a lot of masonry contractors, which I am not, will tuck point for you. There is not any water stop product that I'm familiar with for tuck pointing, but I know that Ozinga has a great water stop product for concrete. So maybe if you reach out to Ozinga, they could recommend a product.
All right. Thank you, Lynette. Hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. Coming back after the news at the bottom of the hour, we're going to go to Ray Kaplan, the student loan assassin from the Kaplan Law Firm, talking about student loans and the
Driven Repayment.
Income-driven repayment and why you should pay attention and why that's important. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. Phone lines are open, sponsored by MegaPros. Phone, text, and photo line 312-981-7200. Keep sending in those pictures like Taylor just did. We appreciate it. We're going to throw it to the newsroom and be back after these messages.
The new phone book's here! The new phone book's here!
Well, I wish I could get that excited about book.
Nothing! Are you kidding? Page 73, Johnson, Maven, R. I'm somebody now!
Is that you? Is that you running out?
That's me with the data
every morning.
The new IRS data book is here.
I'm somebody. They sent it to me. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Ray Kaplan, student loan assassin, Kaplan Law Firm. There are 1.7 million.
Trillion.
Sorry, I have written in front of me. Just ink. We're still working on that reading thing. $1.7 trillion in outstanding student loan debt issued to 43 million Americans.
Right.
Over $100 billion is in default. The Biden administration just forgave over $5 billion with a B. dollars with the student loan debt to a group of Americans who went to a for-profit college recently, just this week.
Correct.
Which is a pimple on the buffalo's rear end when it comes to the amount, but it's good for those consumers that had that part of that $5 billion.
Yeah,
plus billion.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about that, and I just want to throw some other stats out there to you as well. 70% of all Americans have mortgages totaling $10.4 trillion with the T. 42% of households have mortgages, which equates to 51.5 million American households has a mortgage. So, you know, when we're talking about helping people out and forgiving student loans, you know, we could accomplish the same thing and help more people if we blew all the auto loans out as well, and really help a lot of people by blowing all the mortgages out. Well, and let's just eliminate all the debt. You know, just
100% of people have to pay taxes.
Yeah.
Just want to throw that out there.
I think we should start this borrower tax forgiveness reform initiative.
Yeah.
If you owe any taxes,
I'm all for it. Right?
Put that on a bumper sticker. All right. So let's talk about the income program, which you are all hot to trot about, because it's coming out. Now it's finally coming out, right? The Biden administration's been there a year and a half. You've got a lot of talk, a lot of smoke, a lot of mirrors. Now it's the tectonic plates are starting to shift and things are starting to move. Go. It's your dime, your dance. Well, this is your area of expertise.
Yeah, there's a lot out there. So there are a lot of different forgiveness initiatives happening right now, and I think they're all getting kind of confused and jumbled up. So there's the Corinthian Colleges Forgiveness, which is the one you referenced, which is the $5 billion, and it's automatic. If you went to Corinthian, the Department of Ed has found that these Corinthian schools, which are for-profit, that they engaged in some fraudulent activities, so your loans will be forgiven automatically. You don't need to do anything. There's in addition to that, there's something called the IDR waiver. And since I've been practicing in student loan law, this is probably the biggest and most beneficial step that I've seen any administration take to really move the dial in getting people's loans forgiven. Because what they're doing is they're allowing periods of forbearance and in-school deferment, which a lot of people have 3 to 6 years, those two things combined, towards public sector loan forgiveness, which you need 10 years. So if you already have 6 years that we can get to count for you towards that 10 years, you might be eligible to have your whole $200,000 loan balance forgiven, including federal Parent PLUS loans that have been consolidated.
And the forbearance period that we went through due to COVID that started in March of 2020, is that counting as part of that 10 years?
Yes.
Wow.
Right. So right off the bat, we can get you at least
20% of the 10 years out of the way.
Exactly.
Wow.
So there's a lot, but we have to take steps to do it. This is why it's really important for listeners to know. Also, don't listen to your well-meaning uncle or a neighbor about student loans. It's a complicated area. We're monitoring it very closely because what's happening is the Biden administration is issuing a lot of executive orders and they are not giving the servicers a lot of guidance as to how to implement these orders. So there's a lot of confusion and chaos. And generally speaking, it's not a good idea to do a federal consolidation. However, with the IDR waiver and the PSLF waiver, we can get your newer loans to get the same credit towards forgiveness as your oldest loan, which is huge because that means that we can wrap everything kind of together. And for a lot of our clients, this means their entire loan balance, hundreds of thousands of dollars, is forgiven in one fell swoop. But I have to put that caveat out there. It's complicated. You don't want to do a federal consolidation because always federal consolidations reset the clock. You don't want to do it in the wrong way. We just had a client the other day who had been making payments on her fell consolidated loans for 16 or 17 years, and she called us before doing a federal consolidation because she wanted to get the $10,000 forgiveness. I think she had about $50,000 total in loans, and we cautioned her not to do the consolidation because her loans were going to be forgiven in a couple years by operation of statute anyway. So it would make no sense. The total of $50,000 would be forgiven by operation of statute, but if she had done the federal consolidation, she would have started over on day one and just gotten $10,000 forgiven. So it's very complicated. You have to make sure that you know what you're doing, and that's what our job is.
Our listeners can do it themselves, yes or no?
I wouldn't recommend it. It's very complicated. Give us a call. It's worth the money, the $200 for the consultation to potentially get your $50,000 in loans forgiven or $100,000, or as one WGN listener had $242,000 in loans forgiven.
A friend of mine that I referred over to you.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, we saved him, I think, $70,000.
Over $250,000 over the life of the loan.
Yeah, over the life of his loan. Sure.
You were saving him $14,000 a month. And then when he retired, it jumped up to $19,000 a month because you don't count retirement income.
Right. You have to know how the statute applies to your loans. That's really the key. And what the consequences of your actions are if you reset the clock and you consolidate. I also want to caution people, they're going to get a lot of advertisements from student loan lenders to refinance their federal loans into a private loan. They'll tell you, you know, we'll give you a lower interest rate. In most cases, and I can't stress this enough, federal student loans are very different from any type of debt. In most cases, yes, you want to refinance to get a lower interest rate, but not if you have federal student loans. You do not want to refinance them because then you lose all of the options to get forgiveness. Those are gone.
So our listeners can do it if they wanted to. Like Steve likes to install basement flood protectors, even though Roy Spencer's got an entire team of professionals that do it every single day. Steve texted me when Roy was on, hey, can I get one of those basement flood protectors and do it myself?
A defender.
And I'm just like, and I started laughing. I'm like, Roy, this is a text from Stephen A. Leahy. Can he do it? And Roy's like, started laughing too. He's like, hey, Ken, I don't advise it. And I said I'd sponsor the live stream of watching Steve do that because it would be hysterical in his white shirt and tie and his butt crack trying to put this in.
And his hat.
And my fedora, that's correct.
His butt. Well, you don't recommend it because if you do it out of order, you're going to cost yourself potentially tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars.
And we can't reverse it. Once it's done, we can't reverse it. So, yeah, I think it's one of those things you have to know what you don't know. And student loan law is complicated, especially now because of all of the different executive orders that are coming out. And there is gray area and the Department of Ed is issuing guidance. But the servicers then don't know what they're doing. And some of the servicers are getting out of the business. As you know, Fed loans, Navient, the big ones are getting out.
Consolidating, right?
Yeah. And So a lot of loans are going to be transferred to new servicers, and they're new at this, and they're saying crazy things to borrowers.
Right.
So you really need to know the law, and that's where we come in. We have great results for our clients, and we can create a plan and a strategy that will either get your loans forgiven or get you much closer to getting your loans forgiven.
So real quick, and then we got to go to break. Got a ton of texts coming in. Then after break, we're going to throw it over to Justin and pick these texts up on the other side. That's called a tease to keep everybody listening. Buddy of mine called me after you were on one of the shows. He's like, hey, is Ray for real? I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm like, who the hell's Ray? He's like, Ray Kaplan. You just had her on. I'm like, yeah, she's a real deal. She's amazing. Okay, I'm going to set up an long story short. You went in there. $650,000 of student loans. Three boys all went to college. Deal was, you go to college, we'll pay for it. You want to go to grad school, we'll pay for it. Two of the kids went to grad school, right? He should have kept his mouth shut when he said, we'll send you to college. But knucklehead said, we'll send you to grad school. There, so a total of 650 G's. Calls me up, you know, 6 weeks later out of the blue. I'm walking someplace. She, you're right. She's amazing. I'm like, who's amazing? She's like, Ray. I'm like, what happened? Because totally radio silence for like 6 weeks after the initial call. And he told me she saved me over $250,000, $14,000 a month. And then when I retire in 6-8 years, it's going to drop because they don't include my retirement income. And I'm going to be saving $18,000 to $19,000, long story short. And if he kicks it before the wife goes, right, which gives the wife an incentive to put glass, you know, in the brown rice. Not saying, just saying. All the student loans are in his name, and they go away once he passes away.
They do. They're forgiven. And that's why it's really important to know who should be the borrower. That's really important in borrowing money for federal student loans as well. And a lot of people think that they're not eligible for federal student loans. You are. Your kid might not be, but you as the parent are. So then we have to choose which one makes sense to be the borrower.
Phone number.
312-294-8989.
All right, all the text messages, stay tuned. We will pick this up on the other side of the hour. That's called the tease, right, Stephen A. Leahy? We want to keep them glued to their radio. Justin Bartley, come back after break. We're going to talk front door, switch gears a little bit. We got all your text messages. We're going to give them over to Ray if you can't listen. She will contact you to give you all of your answers to all the listeners. Keep the text coming. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Coming up, Justin Bartley, next door and window after these messages.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
It's a good show.
John Landecker played that song for my intro as I was on his show this week.
Oh, look at her dropping the John Records Land.
I got so many more views.
Did you know I was on John Records Land? I don't know if I told you.
You don't know how many more people watch his show?
But when I was on with John Records Landecker.
Wow, you guys are really insecure.
Yeah, okay, you're totally right.
This is just the tip of the iceberg.
I have no idea.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312, nobody's safe. Nobody on this show. This is a full low lock and load show here. If you step on a crack anywhere, we will capitalize on your mistake and try to just exploit it any way we can. 312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Joe is on the way back from his trip. He will be in next weekend. Justin Bartley, next door in Windows. You've got a reach, buddy. I'm in Northbrook, raised in Northbrook. I'm driving up and down Landwehr and Finkston, and I see the side streets cutting to my house. I see your signs, project done by Next Door and Window, up and down my town, and you're located on the south side.
Well, we actually have three locations, David.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, we do have our nearest location to you is in Arlington Heights on Rand Road.
It's right down the street.
We have a location in Naperville and Burr Ridge.
Do you manufacture the windows?
We do not.
You do not.
Most of the windows that we install are manufactured by Marvin Windows up in War Road, Minnesota.
Great. I think we did that on my home. Great stuff. How long of a – what's the lead time with the supply chain challenges?
Unfortunately, the lead times have not gone down yet since the pandemic started. And lead times are generally 4 to 6 months right now for the time of the order until installation, depending on what you choose.
4 to 6 months. And that's a tell. That's going to be one of the signs that things are starting to shift when that time starts coming down from 4 to 6 to 3 to 5, right, to 2 to 4. I mean, that's when we're going to be able to tell that the recession is starting to tip its toe in the water, so to speak. But right now, we're still rocking.
That's right. Well, supply and demand.
Sure.
And demand has been extremely high for door and windows, both on new construction and replacement. And we specialize only in replacement windows and doors for homeowners. But homeowners have been very interested in replacing their doors and windows.
Are your clients that are the listeners that are calling you that are doing these replacement doors and windows, have they lived in their home a long time, or have they recently bought the home, did whatever they had to do to get the home because 15 other people were bidding on the same home, and they got in like, okay, because sellers are like, screw it, I'm not fixing the door, I'm not fixing the window. If you don't like it, there's 14 other people that'll buy the home. What are you seeing your mix of clients? It's a great question, right?
It is a great question. It's really all over the board, but more so newer movers, folks that have been in the home under 5 years,
okay,
is where probably we see the most activity with replacing doors and windows.
And how much of an investment is a typical door? And I understand you could go from 500 up to 15,000-20,000. I mean, you could go crazy doors. I've seen some wacky doors on all these custom homes that are going up. What is a typical door for a listener of WGN Home Studio in Chicago?
A typical door, so if you're talking about a front door.
Yeah, front door.
You're right, David. If you have a single door.
Yeah.
Or if you have a door with side lights, or if you have a double door,
sure,
the prices are going to vary.
Changes.
Quite a bit. You're probably going to be in that range of $7,000 to $10,000 for a new front door.
Wow. And the financing is same as cash, 24 months? Or do you have a, is there an interest rate on that? How does all that work?
Yes, we have a year with zero down, zero interest, and zero payments for 1 year. And with the extended lead times, we should point out that the clock does not start until the project is actually installed.
Really?
So if you were to buy today and we install it in December, you would have a year from December, so almost going into 2024 before you would have to make your first payment.
And do you have a website where our listeners can go to check out the different doors that you offer?
Yes, www.nextdoorandwindow.com.
Steve, you should go to that website because your door is, it's not really attractive door. I've been to your house. That door from 1974.
Now you just broke my wife's heart.
I know.
She picked out the door.
Yeah, but that's okay.
Well, I'm sure she'd be willing to upgrade.
Yeah, on your dime. Yeah.
We're going to get her to fix the door herself.
Whoa.
You're always about fixing things yourself where you should not be.
I'm just giving him up.
What do you recommend Stephen A. Leahy putting in his own door? Is that another video?
I would definitely recommend that he does. And I, like you said, if we can live stream that, we could put that right on our website and we can inform everybody on
why you don't.
I did want to remind everybody, I am a journeyman, so I could do that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Incorrectly.
Does that mean?
It means nothing. he was in the trades.
I was in the
40
trades.
Years ago. He was a red stripe. He's one of those guys on the beams that scooched down in order to put the beams out because his dad was an iron worker.
Oh.
So every chance he gets. Yeah, you know, I was a journeyman. Yeah, like 40 years ago.
I had a union card.
I had a union card 40 years ago, right? Okay, I rode a tricycle when I was 3. Okay, 312-981-7200. Justin, we're going to come back, got some more questions, then we're going to go over to Mike. If our listeners want to go to your website, what's your website?
Nextdoorandwindow.com.
All right, we're going to throw it over to Schwann. He's itching. He's like, enough with the window talk. I got news I got to do. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720. That was the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Of course, it's sponsored. We got to get that in there. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago, 720 WGM. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We're going to talk to, throw it over to Justin, but I want to get this text message out of the way. 317, please have David stop injecting his snarky, mostly ill-informed, political motivated comments. He's not as funny as he thinks he is. I disagree. I think I'm hysterical. Stick to providing information.
I laugh.
And so I don't know what this texter's talking about. I pull this information off the World Wide Web, and I think this is what they're referring to, that there are 70% of all Americans have mortgage debt totaling $10.44 trillion. And we have over 42% of households have new mortgages. And there's the same amount of auto loans as there are student loans. That's not a political statement. That's a fact. And I think you know, if we're going to talk about student loan debt, this is probably what, you know, got them a little off.
The forgiveness aspect.
The forgiveness aspect. Then I'm just saying, maybe if we want to help people out, why don't we just look at doing car loans? Because there's the same amount of auto loans as there are. I'm just putting it into context. All right. If you don't like it, you know, I'm sorry. That's why there's 30 different stations on your radio. 312-981-7200.
That's a new one. Usually, oh, yeah. How many different types of ice cream?
I know, 31.
Yeah, that's
one for each day. And I know you like I know you like the Rocky Road, which I think is disgusting. 312-981-7200. Justin, you have a visualizer. When Tony DiStefano from J.C. Licht was in here, he has a similar product that he can, our listeners could go to, type in a certain shade of color and see what the walls will look like. You offer that same type of service on doors and windows. Explain.
Yes, we do. There are literally thousands of different options for front doors. By the way, we do recommend a fiberglass front door for a product that's going to last. It's gonna look the best.
I have it,
and it's gonna really be able to withstand the kind of weather we have here in Chicagoland. But within the fiberglass category, there are so many different options, colors, and styles that we find homeowners really struggle with not knowing how the door is going to look on the home, especially if they want to change the style. Put an updated, maybe glass style on there, a different grid pattern. Maybe they want to do a different color, a bright color or a dark color.
Light kits?
Light kits.
On the side?
The side lights. Yes.
The side lights.
Or maybe they have a door and side lights and they want to put a double door in.
Right.
And they want to know, what is that going to look like? So all of our design and energy experts, they offer, with all of our consultations, the visualizer, where they'll come out and take a picture of your house, the front of the house, and then build the different types of doors, put different glass options, different colors, different hardware options. And you could do it multiple times till you find the door that you think is going to look best on the house.
Where can they go online right now and check that out?
Or you can go online and try to do it yourself, but homeowners have told us that they've had a hard time figuring out how to do it. So we recommend you call us, and we're happy to come out. It's a free service we offer with all of our consultations. So again, you can go to 1-800-NEXT-DOOR or call us at 1-800-NEXT-DOOR or go to our website at 1-800-NEXT-DOOR.com.
All right. Thank you for that. I didn't know you had a visualizer. That's news to me and probably very helpful to our listeners. 815, Steve, you see that text?
I do, and I'm interested in that question.
I think you're hilarious. Don't listen to them. That one?
No, that's not the one.
Yeah, that's what I got. So thank you, 815. I'll hook you up with 317, and we can have a cage match. Mike, you want to briefly describe the listener that called you after the last time you were on, set up the situation, go to a quick break, come back, and describe it in detail and how you helped our listener out.
Yes, yeah, so Sharon from Mount Prospect called. She had a lighting system that wasn't working, and I did not go out and visit her. One of my other sales designers went out there. Steve went out there and met with Sharon, and we were able to fix her up and get her system to be more reliable, and so she'd have lighting again.
All right. We're going to talk about that after the break. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago, 312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Greg Kaplan, Kaplan Law Firm.
You introduce Stephen as Attorney Stephen Leahy, but Ray Kaplan, just Ray Kaplan.
So. Attorney Ray Kaplan.
I think we have an issue here.
Ray Kaplan, the student loan assassin, because I figured that the student loan assassin carries more weight than attorney.
Ray, when someone asks you if you're a god, you say yes!
Student loan assassin's better, but okay, she wants attorney.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
You see? See, even coming back at me, she doesn't hold back either. So we go right at each other. All right, so let's talk about outdoor lighting. A listener from Mount Prospect, okay, right down the street from where I live in Northbrook,
yep,
gave you a call. Well, your associate went out, did a little consultation. What type of system did the listener have? What listener's name again?
Sharon.
Sharon. What type of system did Sharon have?
So she had a professional quality light system. It was just older. Just became unreliable.
What's your definition of old? What's considered old in lighting standards? I know doors old is 10, 15, 20
years.
Yeah,
you get over 20 years, you're probably going to start replacing it, replace wire and stuff like that. So okay, this is probably 10 to 15 years old. So it still had some life left in it. I think it was still a halogen system. and had old timers that just didn't work. So Steve was able to quote a job to upgrade the timers, use the existing transformers, use the existing fixtures, put some LED bulbs in there, and make her system more reliable and energy efficient.
So you were able to convert her old system with the new technology.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. Saved her, what, 40, 50% off the...
Easily. And then she's saving 80% on her energy cost by not having halogen bulbs in there anymore. She has all LED, so...
So our listeners who have their current system, I was a different situation. I was a new build, new home. I needed a new system. Julie and Ben, who are up here on the north side, off of Fullerton and Burling.
They didn't have anything either. Yep.
They didn't have anything either, and he had to channel it from the back because it was coming off the alleyway and all that stuff. So that was a whole other story. This is an old existing system, so our listeners that have existing systems that might want to upgrade, the investment in something like that system is a fraction of what it would be from what my investment was putting in a brand new system.
Absolutely, yeah. If they didn't get their lights from a big box store where they're plastic and stuff like that, it's usually worth upgrading and fixing the system. If it was a cheaper system that they put in themselves, it's not worth their money to put any more money into that system. Replace it at that point.
I don't know if you know this, but Stephen A. Leahy was a journeyman.
I heard that.
Yeah. And he does a lot
of... Not electrician.
It doesn't matter. You're a journeyman. He does everything. is this something that our listeners can do on their own?
You can.
Right.
I don't recommend it.
Why?
You've got to make sure you have the right voltages going to the fixtures, or else LEDs, if they don't have the right voltage at them, they'll turn into strobe lights. They'll start strobing real fast. So you got to make sure you have the right voltage there.
That explains it, Steve. There you go.
120, 121, whatever.
220, 221.
Whatever it takes.
Steve's on a landing pattern into O'Hare. Like, I think it's 34L. So, you know, when he's out there, they're like, yeah, there's some guy in Bannockburn off of Deerfield Road, off of 22. Yeah, look at that jackass. He thinks he's an electrician. you just line it up with his, it's Stephen A. Leahy, open tax resolution. Just line it up. Jumbo 472.
His lights are a little too bright.
You get the Pelwaukee guys. Yeah. Oh, it's not Pelwaukee.
It's not Pelwaukee. It's Chicago.
Executive Airport. Yes. Yeah.
Consultation.
It'll always be Pelwaukee to me.
I know. And the Sears Tower will be the Sears Tower.
That's right. Yep.
And Macy's will always be Marshall Field. So, and damn everybody else. And I am funny, 317. That's another great joke that you might not understand. So the consultation was complimentary.
Yep. Right? We do not charge for our consultations. That is correct.
And how long did that take?
Maybe an hour tops.
Okay. And how long did the job take to switch out?
That job was probably a half a day.
And you have financing options coming up. Because, listen, doing an entire home was kind of it was an investment, right?
Yeah,
I built the home for my wife. Wife wanted the lights. We interviewed three different companies. You were the guy that we liked the most and what you went with do. And, you know, as you start doing it, you start lighting other things up, right? The tree on the side wasn't lit up. I'm like, I think that needs to be lit up, Steve. It's a little dark over there. Boom. God knows what that cost me. Two trees, you know, dropped in the back. We put three new trees in after we dropped the other two. Needed lights on that. Needed lights on in certain areas after we didn't have lights. You guys ran a channel around to light up the fire area, fireplace, which we never turn on, but we have a fireplace back there. It's very nice. But all of this stuff is an investment, and you're going to have financing options coming up.
Yep, we are working on that. We're going to have some some financing options. I'll know more about it hopefully within a week. But yes, I tell people lighting is like Girl Scout cookies.
Yes.
Once you start eating them, you can't stop.
It really is.
It's true.
And you should see my house. I know you drive by my house all the time because I see your car. It's a little creepy, right? But you should do it at night because he did an amazing job. He really did an amazing job. And the consultation is complimentary.
Absolutely.
And the phone number for our listeners want to reach out to?
262-358-9100. And our website is mikeslandscapelighting.com. Nope, I'm sorry, wgnmike.com. Let's use that one.
That's a lot easier.
wgnmike.com.
And you can also send pictures of your current lighting situations and your doors and windows and your tax returns because Stephen A. Leahy's coming up next. But first, John's got a question for you, Ray.
Yes.
John, what's going on, buddy?
Well, I paid for my kids' college education as they went. Is there going to be any kind of refund program for those of us who paid the tuition?
Caller of the show right there, Ray.
No.
Sorry,
no.
Joe. No.
Sorry. I want to answer that, you know, as simply as possible, just because there really is no refund situation happening. The only thing I can think of that comes close to that is that if you had been making payments on federal student loans during the COVID forbearance, we can get that money completely refunded to you. So that's, you know, for a lot of people, it's thousands and thousands of dollars. So that money, you don't have to make payments during this forbearance period, which has been from March 2020 through August 31st, 2022. So any payments that you made, we can have refunded right back into your account. But nope, that's it. That's the only refund available.
And there are millions of listeners out there that don't listen to this show because we don't have that many listeners. Steve was going to bring that up to point that out. I know that, Steve. Thanks for that. That are in a similar situation that did what John did.
Right.
Paid his way or paid off their student loans before all this forgiveness was started coming into vogue, and there's no recourse for them either.
No, I mean, we also had another situation where we had a doctor who had refinanced his federal loans and turned them into a private student loan, but
killer. He
came to us in the cancellation period in the contract was mm-hmm. 30 days, so we actually had him cancel it. Yes.
Great.
So that was just kind of a stroke of luck, and there was, you know, mass hysteria running around the office that day, bumping into each other, trying to get that refi canceled. Yeah. But only if you're within the cancellation clause. But it sounds like this caller was actually paying as they went, and so no, it doesn't sound like there would be any way to reverse that. Sorry about that.
So what about the schools that were found to be fraudulent?
Yes. Well, so on those, so that's under the borrower defense to repayment section of the statute. Some of those people will actually have their payments refunded. I can't remember exactly what the provision is. I think it's that if the loans were disbursed prior to 2015, and your loans are forgiven under that section of the statute, that you potentially can have the amount that you paid refunded to you. But we can look into that because it's a very specific section of the statute.
This is what, listen, you could do all this stuff on your own, right? Okay. You could try to do your driveway and sidewalks. You could do your student loans all by yourself. You could deal with the IRS by yourself. You could try to buy windows and install doors and windows by yourself. You could do lighting by yourself, right? I could do it. I'd shock myself and burn my house down. Okay.
Can you do mortgages by yourself?
No, absolutely not.
I knew you were leaving that out.
That's operating heavy equipment, and you need to be fully licensed and have FBI background check. All you guys in here, not a mortgage. Leave the mortgage out. No, but you could buy and sell a house on your own, right? But talk to a professional, for God's sakes. Especially when you're dealing with something that's constantly moving every single day. You specifically push back your appearances starting in the middle of the year because of all the mishigas that was going on with the student loans. Because Steve's like, Ray hasn't been on. What's going on? I'm like, she specifically pushed it back because of the uncertainty of all the student loan stuff that was going on. And finally, the log jam. Listen, there's going to be people that like it. There's going to be people that love it. There's going to be people that hate it. It's just the way it is. Okay?
There's a ton of stuff going on with student loans, and they're actually going to roll out the big $10,000 per borrower forgiveness pretty soon, too. That announcement we expect to come pretty soon, and we think it's going to be means tested. And
good. It should be.
It will be.
It'll be closer to the election, so that's...
yes. Means my gosh. What did I say that again?
Mishigosh.
Mishigosh, whatever. I don't speak Yiddish.
I know. Yeah. We could say that about your English too, but that's all another. I don't want to go there. All right, we got Schwani in. Schwani's like smoking a cigar. He's like, I'm fine. I only got a half hour. You just talk all you want. 312-981-7200 is America Pro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
I don't know what they put in the water during Dean's show. That sounds like he's having a whole lot more fun than we are. 312,
I don't think so.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. What are we talking about today, Stephen A. Lady?
Well, I want to talk about the IRS, and we talked about the data book out. And why this is important is it helps you determine maybe how you can go about in collections. One thing about the IRS, They have statistics on everything. Think about it. Every business that's like your business, the IRS has all the numbers for. They know what their income is, and then they can look at their expenses and say, well, this is the – so what, if you claim more expenses than the average business like yours, well, that's a red flag, and they're going to come after you. So the IRS knows all that stuff. But they also show I mean, they go into every detail about the IRS, how many employees they have, how much they work, how many returns came in. Here's a good statistic. The individual taxes last year went up by 25%. Think about that.
The number of taxes?
The amount of money paid individuals spiked last year. In 2020,
I wonder why.
Yeah, that we paid more in taxes. Then next year the 2017 tax are going to be redone, and all those taxes are going to go back up. So we're going to spike again in 2 years. We pay a lot of money in taxes is one thing, but another thing that this does it shows you how much you might hear when you're talking about IRS. If you owe the IRS money, you hear these things about the offer and compromise.
Yeah.
Oh, pay pennies on the dollar. You know, it's out there. And the IRS likes to tout it because they like to kind of give this impression that they're going to forgive your IRS debt. And I know there's lots of people out there. No, I got to pay my taxes. Why does that guy have to not pay his taxes? So here, maybe they'll like this statistic because you hear about it all the time. The IRS last year settled 7.4 million. IRS collection cases. This is when people owe the IRS money. And in 2021, they settled 6.3 million cases.
How many are still open?
10,278,326 are still open that they're still at the end of the year. Okay. So, but here's the statistic that I think people got to know about offers and compromise. Last year, as I just mentioned, 6.3 million collection cases were settled. Of those cases, 15,154 were offers and compromise.
Whoa.
Yeah. So there was nothing. It's like less than 1%.
So the rest were full price?
No, then you might get what they call an installment agreement. That's the most common type to settle it. And last year, the IRS settled 2.3 million cases were in installment agreements.
Okay, so when you say installment agreements, are they for less than the original amount, or is it the original amount divided by, 60 months? Good question, David. You got that look.
Here's the answer, David.
Depends.
It depends.
I hate that.
I knew it. That's why I had the smile on my face. I get to use it again. Well, the thing is that a lot of times you pay the IRS over time, and you're going to pay them 100%. I mean, and I always tell people, if you have something, you have assets, you're paying the IRS. I mean, because if you don't pay them, they'll come take everything away from you. If you don't have anything, boy, there's lots of programs for you. You know, you won't pay. You got the offer and compromise. You got the what they call currently not collectible status, which is just prove that that all my income goes towards my expenses, and they won't come after me.
How far back do they look?
I don't understand the
question. In terms of assets. So if you got a listener out there.
Today. What do you have today?
Right. But if somebody has $50,000 in the bank account and then goes in and writes a check to Aunt Sally or Uncle Billy, right, for $49,800, and they've got $200 in there, how far back will the IRS?
Well, It depends.
I'm gonna throw a stapler at your head.
Because that's the answer. And people, you don't like the answer, but that's the answer. And of course, that's fraud, right? And if you're going to defraud somebody, don't defraud the IRS. They know all this stuff. But again, if you have something like equity in your home, like a retirement account.
Yep.
Right. This is why you're not going to get anything. Right. That's why they're not, because they're looking at those assets and they say, oh, you have enough equity in your home to pay us. Go get the equity and pay us. He says, well, sometimes there's a way to save the equity. And that's what we help people do.
Okay. And if they have horrible credit. Yes, Ray.
Can I just say one thing?
Go ahead.
Because I run into this also sometimes. Clients or potential clients will ask me when we're talking about potential bankruptcies, well, can I just, you know, transfer this asset to my mom or to my sister or whatever? There's nothing you can think of that the IRS or
the bankruptcy court
statutes, yes, and the court have not already thought of. and can burn you on. So don't do anything
exactly.
like that.
And I tell people this because everybody wants, if you're having financial problems, you're trying to say, how can I squirrel some money away? That is the worst thing you can do.
Yep.
All you're doing now, you're going to hire a criminal attorney. That's right. not a good thing. Mm-hmm. Right. So you, they know what's out there. As you pointed out, Ray, the bankruptcies, they've been through it. They've seen everybody trying to hide. I don't know if we saw it. I think it was in the UK that with the tennis player just went,
Boris Becker.
Yeah, got in trouble for hiding things in a bankruptcy.
Right.
You can't really do that. And you can't transfer things to your friends and your family because that's fraud.
Right.
Well,
it
you
has
can.
To be years and years ago.
Yes,
yeah. you
There's
can,
a long
but they'll come after
period.
You.
Yes. Right. And then they'll take that property from your friend or relative
yes.
to whom you transferred
yes.
it.
And it gets, but same thing with the IRS, right? They know what you have and they can come after you. But again, this is amazing statistic when I tell people about the offer and compromise because everybody's selling you that. And if I asked 500 clients, who wants an offer and compromise, right? 500 hands go up. Everybody, why do I get that? And then why do I hear about it on the radio or the television all the time? Because that's an easy sell.
Make sure you call.
I mean, boy, I'm going to call you and then you say, can you do it? Oh, well, we could file it for you. And it's going to be 8 months in the minimum before you find out that you don't get it. And another bad thing that it adds time to the statute of limitations. So
well,
these are bad things.
The reason I asked that, and Ray brought it up, is because you don't want to be writing a check for $49,800 because they'll see it.
Yeah.
Okay? They've got access to all this information.
That's right.
Right? And they know it. And the other challenge that you have is if you have equity in your home, it's great. If you owned a home in the past 3 years, you have equity in your home just because the market's been crazy. The challenge is if you've got a 500 credit score, you're not going to be able to access the equity in your home because nobody's going to lend you money to gain access to that equity. So does the IRS place liens against your home?
One of the first things that the IRS is going to do is place a lien against your home. We've had this now several years ago. The IRS stopped, or the credit reporting agencies, stopped reporting liens on your credit report. They didn't do it for the IRS. But what happened was, if you had a lien, then your credit score went down. Then you tried to borrow money, but now you can't get it. But so at least this might not, if it doesn't show up on your credit report, maybe your credit score won't go down. And so maybe you can access
that to pay the IRS.
Because here's what with the IRS. They don't have a really, really high interest rates, although they just went up and they follow the market. But they compound that interest rate every day. Every day.
Wow. Whoa.
So that's why it starts. Whoa. And if you owe the IRS from 9 years ago, 8 years ago, it doesn't have to be a lot to compound and grow to a very big amount.
I'll tell you what. That would be called usury rates, and that would be against the law if any mortgage professional did it.
Yeah, for sure.
But the student loan, the federal government student loans could go out and offer student loans at 8%. 10% over a 10-year amortized period, which in my world right now is called a usury rate, high interest rate.
And they capitalize every time, the interest capitalizes every time you come out of forbearance or a certain income-based repayment plan. So that's another area that's complicated, but sometimes it doesn't matter because we can get those loans forgiven or that interest forgiven.
Mm-hmm. What the government does with their interest rates, I can't do because it would be illegal for me to do when I originate loans. I just want to leave that out there. Okay. What we do to originate loans, those laws would be considered high cost loans, and it's almost impossible.
It's a predatory loan, but the federal government throws money at it.
In IRS parlance, that's an abatement, right? So they can abate penalties. They can't abate interest, but they can abate penalties, and then the interest on those penalties will be abated.
Sure.
And they abated $13.3 billion in civil penalties last year.
But audits are down. I saw something.
Audits are down, yes.
But they've increased the amount of employees that they've hired at the IRS.
Sure, they increased the amount of employees.
By 10,000. So they have 86,000. They want to hire 10,000. They're having a hard time finding them.
Have they issued all the refunds from last filing period?
The answer is no.
Jeez.
And they just came out with, I guess they're paying an interest rate 5%. On the money. So, that's an interesting question, though. I have to answer it. I have to talk about that.
You're welcome.
Time.
All right, we got to take a quick break. 312-981-7200. That's MicroPro's call, text, and photo line. We will get to text messages that everybody has.
Everybody has text messages. Even you, Stephen.
That's amazing.
That is amazing because nobody wants to. I got a couple of not happy with comments that you're making. Which
really?
Is good. Yeah. The same people that don't think that I'm funny have got negative comments to you. So that puts them into a whole other category. 312-981-7200. MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGM.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Stephen A. Lee.
I just wanted to mention that the IRS had this problem, and a lot of people weren't getting their refunds.
You're exactly right.
Wham!
What are you talking about?
That's kind of like a Batman.
Oh, my gosh. That's actually opposite. You're
it's
exactly
like a Batman
right.
cartoon where you go, pow, pow, pow.
Not true.
But that just solidified my point. Fight back now. Fight back now.
I can say that live, you know. Fight back now.
I'd rather hear it on tape.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Michael, you've been waiting a long time in Tinley. Quick question. Go, buddy.
Yeah, just I got one mortgage payment left. I've heard in the past that nobody wants to give you a loan after you don't have a mortgage. That's the one question, and the other thing is there any implications I need to know about once I don't have a mortgage payment?
No. Whoever told you that it's tougher to get a loan when you don't have a mortgage, you shouldn't listen to them for any type of financial advice at all. You're in a much better spot because there's unlimited equity in your home that you could access for whatever reason you want. And do you have credit cards?
Yes, we've got credit cards. Right, as far as debt goes, there's not more than like $4,000 or $5,000.
Okay.
And
Just keep plugging away. I mean, just whoever told you that, don't take any financial advice from that individual or individuals because they do not know what you're talking about. Stephen A. Lee?
All right. He was talking about whatever. Don't have anything to say.
Okay. Did he not hold up his hand like you wanted to say something?
I just wanted you to know.
Okay, thank you.
I could say something.
You just want to know that you care? What the hell was that? Yeah. Do you have any other questions there, Mike?
Yeah, so just besides, once you don't have a mortgage payment, and you just pay your taxes, and
that's
boom,
it.
It's over.
Taxes and insurance and live a long life. I'd get a home equity line of credit to have.
That's
for
what I raised my hand about.
All right, great. I'm so glad. The first thing that goes is the brain, Steve.
It is. Actually, it was the legs. First then the brain.
The memory, and then it just works its way up. 312-981-7200. And I'd get a home equity line of credit with BMO, Mike, just to have as an emergency shoot if you need one.
All righty, thank you.
All right, buddy, hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product, 312-981-7200. Text message here for you, Sarah Andreas. Does Andreas come out to Crown Point, Indiana?
We do not, but if you give us a call at 708-863-5735, you can contact our office, and we could recommend someone in your area.
312, I have a crack, severe crack, which I showed you. It's pretty much a severe crack.
Oh, yeah.
They sent the picture, 312, in my garage floor near the doors. It runs the full width of the garage. It's a two-car garage.
Mm-hmm.
I've been quoted approximately $8,000 to correct this. Does this sound accurate? Somebody by the name of Sue in Palatine.
Sure, Sue in Palatine. I did look at the photo you sent, and it does look like you could put your hand inside that crack, so that is a massive crack, and you should definitely remove and replace your garage floor. That'll be the only solution. And I see that you got a quote around $8,000. I would be more than happy to look at that proposal for you and give you an estimate of our own from Andreas. Just give us a call, 708-863-5735.
Our Parent Plus loans, right? 847 Texter. Are Parent PLUS loans going to be considered in the president's plan to reduce student debt by $10,000?
You know, we're not sure about that. I would be willing to bet that if you have previously consolidated, and I'm not telling you to do that, but if you had a few years ago previously consolidated your federal Parent PLUS loans, then as long as you're under the median income for a married couple, it's supposed to be under $350,000, a single person, $150,000, then they would qualify for that $10,000 in forgiveness.
724, no idea where that is. Please explain public sector and who is eligible.
Public sector, so that's a great question. You have to work full-time in what's considered public sector employment. So any state, or local municipality, city of Chicago. If you're a public school teacher, if you work full time for a not-for-profit, not as an independent contractor, but you're a salaried employee.
Military?
Military, policemen, firefighters, nurses at hospitals, as long as the hospital, like Ascension, Advocate, Northwestern, those are all not-for-profits. Professors at those schools, those are all public sector employment.
What about custodial engineers that work at a not-for-profit hospital?
Yes, that will qualify.
As long as you're an employee of that said organization.
Exactly, and it's got to be 30 hours a week or more.
Right, and you could be cleaning toilets at a police station. You work at a police station,
absolutely.
You qualify.
Absolutely, you could be the receptionist there.
All right, 312-981-7200. Justin, we have, what is the name of the text message here? The name of the color coded visualizer. What's a website that our listeners could go to for that?
Yeah, 800nextdoor.com. That's our website. We just go to the entry doors link and you can do that yourself, or as you mentioned earlier, David, just give us a call. We're happy to come on out and provide the whole consultation for you, evaluate your current window and door systems, and we could show you what your home would look like with a new front door, and we can do it for your windows as well. You might have white windows and you want to see what would the house look like with black windows. We can do that right on the visualizer. So you can call us at 800-NEXT-DOOR or go to 800nextdoor.com.
We have questions for Mike, and believe it or not, a couple of questions for Stephen A. Leahy. That's a freaking shock. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. We're going to take a quick break. Did you find your cord?
I did.
Thank God. Thank God. We found Steve's cord. Good, because we're going to have a runner run across the river to the Apple store and come back if you didn't find it. All right, this is Home Sweet Home Chicago, 720 WGN, phone line, text line, photo line, sponsored by MegaPros, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Keep the calls, texts, and photos coming in. We got our experts here to answer all of your questions. We'll be back after news, traffic, and weather.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Is there an end to this story?
There is.
Is this chapter 8?
Joe said to me, have a point. Have a point, man.
All right, I'll get straight to the point.
And David said, have an ending.
You have an ending. You lost people. They're gone.
Well, we're waiting.
I got Dykstra texting me. I got an answer for it. I'm like, so does he if you get to the point.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Further proof, attorney, that I am funny. Because I found that hysterical.
I thought that was funny.
Still do. 312-981-7200. Text message from 708 for Mike Long from Mike Landscape Lighting. You're going to be coming to my home. Ray lives literally 3-4 miles away.
Coming to my place, too.
And is going to likes what you did to my house. Did to my wife's house, I should say, because it's my... I just sleep there. And we're going to do a site tour with you and Ray and her husband and figure out, and then go over to her house and do it upright.
Awesome. Sounds like a fun time.
So that's in Northbrook. We have a text message here from Tinley Park. Number one, it's a three-part question. Number one, does Mike's Landscape Lighting come down to Southern Cook County, Tinley Park, which is off of I-55, Justin? That's over by you, down on the south side.
Yeah, Tinley Park, just north of I-80,
yeah.
Off around Harlem Avenue. That's Tinley Park.
Tinley Park. Right
there. Yeah. Do you over go by there?
Over by there.
Over by there. Yeah.
You go to Tinley.
I will discuss that with them. If it's a big enough project to make it worth a day trip, we can definitely do it. Yes.
All right. If yes, so it depends.
Depends. We got the depends out.
Got the depends out, because Stephen A. Leahy loves his favorite word. If yes, can transformers be hung on an outside brick wall? Do you recommend
absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. Yes, okay. Absolutely.
Why wouldn't they be allowed to be done that?
I don't know. It's okay. A great place for them. Just hide them behind a bush or something. Absolutely.
Number three, I had lights done by a landscaping company, not happy with them. And 2 years later, half of them don't work. One of the two transformers fried, okay, and they're on a plastic table. So do you recommend transformers be on a plastic table?
No, and I don't recommend using a landscaper. The same guy that plants a tree to do your wiring.
That's what it says.
Just not right. That's why it fried, probably.
Okay. Why would it be fried? It just overloaded the system?
Could have been overloaded system, improperly wired, not
not proper connections to keep the water out.
They're friends with Stephen A. Leahy, and he went out there.
Steve did it. Do it themselves. That's how I do it myself.
He's a journeyman. He had a journeyman do it. So if our listeners want to reach out to you, so that could be an opportunity for you.
Absolutely, yeah. 262-358-9100 or WGNMike.com.
So Stephen A. Leahy, 815, takes offense to something you said. So I'm hearing if I don't pay my taxes, it should be a while before I go to jail, right?
The answer is yes.
Or it depends.
This answer is yes. And I want to mention that attorney Ray Kaplan probably says it depends a lot, too.
I do. I say it very often. It's one of my favorite things to say because it's so true.
I knew that.
Yeah.
I knew that. But the answer is yes. That's the first thing they do teach you. Say it depends. What's the answer? It depends. But don't put that on the exam because you'll fail.
Don't lock yourself into a position.
And then they teach you how to hit the clock.
Anyway.
To time the call in every 3-minute increment.
Okay, so I have people come to see me. They haven't filed their tax returns in many, many years. They're probably not going to jail. That's not me. I don't. The IRS doesn't put people in jail very often.
Can you collect from somebody that's behind bars?
You cannot.
Okay, that's probably a good reason.
Although we did give people behind bars stimulus checks. So that was something that we did give. But anyway, it's kind of crazy. Isn't it? But the answer is most people aren't going to jail for tax evasion, even though you're probably evading taxes. It wouldn't be very fruitful to put people in prison.
What's the top reason our listeners don't file taxes? Is it just, do they get paralyzed? I mean, what's the reason?
Because the longer it goes, right? Here's the typical story. Someone owes the IRS money, and they figure, well, I don't have the money, so I'm not going to file right now. But I'm going to get the money, and I ask for an extension. So I'll get the extension, and I'll file it over the summer, and I'll pay it in October. They don't really understand that even if you file an extension, your money is still due in April. That's just a fact.
Yes, it is. Right?
I once didn't return a movie to Blockbuster Video, and then I never did because then I was too embarrassed. And then it was like a $600 fine, and I was on my credit report, and I had to adjust. It was terrible right before I had to apply to take the bar exam. I had to get all that sorted out. All because I let it snowball because I just was too embarrassed then to return this very
Which
late
movie? What was the movie?
Oh, God.
Like it matters.
For $600.
For $600.
It was Don Juan DeMarco, a Johnny Depp movie.
And really?
We were just talking about the Depp trial off air. But it was that crazy. It was not even that good. I don't even know what happened.
Should have been fined another $600 for renting that movie.
Jerry Seinfeld
Marlon
did a whole
Brando
episode
was
about
in that.
That
movie.
Marlon Brando was in that movie.
Yeah, and Johnny Depp.
And that's when there was Blockbusters.
Yes.
For the love of God.
Okay.
Now I forgot. Back to you.
What's the question? Okay, I was telling.
But that's
so here's what happened.
Okay,
because again, they ask for an extension, and then they don't file it. Then the next year comes, like, oh, I still owe for last year.
Got it.
I'm going to get it to it, and I'm going to ask. They ask for another extension, but then they get paralyzed because it's like, you know how much money I'm going to owe, and then
like what happened to me?
What do I do?
At Blockbuster.
Yeah. What do I do now? And so they just don't file, and they don't file for many years. Now the good news is that. And people will get angry about this because if you haven't filed in 15 years, right, the IRS is never going to collect the money that you owed for those 15 years because you'll never be able to pay it. I always tell people there's a number after which you owe. It doesn't really matter because you can't pay it. So what's the difference?
You know what we should do? We should have more attorneys because then you'll have to go in and clean it up. Like Ray did.
That's
what we need. We need more attorneys.
Tell everybody. I agree. I have two sons that are going to be attorneys. So
great. Sorry to hear that. you are like a walking billboard for a Prevagen commercial
because I can't forget.
You can't remember anything to that.
I'm getting old, Dave.
I understand
what happens.
All right, for listeners wanting to hang tight during the break to hear more, we're going to go around the horn again. We've got a question about sand for Sarah. Which is a great question because you were talking about the cost of
petroleum
going up. And somebody's asking a question about sand that goes into your process to make cement.
Concrete.
Or concrete.
Yes.
With cement.
Did you forget about that, Dave?
I didn't. I just wanted to see if Sarah was paying attention.
I thought really, maybe you needed the Predigen, too.
I'm already on 100 milligrams, so back off. And you can see how well it works. 312-981. Well, there goes a Prevagen sponsorship, too. We lost a wildfire sponsorship last week.
He lost Shell.
I lost Shell. Shell's out. I'm just on a roll. Thornton should be throwing in because of what I pointed out this morning. 312-981. Somebody at sales call Thornton. It would be a great sponsorship for the show. 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. Whoops, 720 WGM.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Some person invited me, David, if you don't ride a motorcycle, you can ride on the back of mine.
I got to work on the fist tapping thing.
No, you got to work on the bike riding thing.
Now, that's not a pickup line.
That's nice.
I don't know what it is.
Sounds like a country song.
Sounds like the beginning of a very, very disastrous country song.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We have Larry Lake in the Hills. Larry, thanks for calling.
Yeah, I got a concrete patio that's about 1 year old, and I have very fine cracks, not enough to do anything to them, I don't think. But what's the advantage of sealing it, putting some kind of sealer on that exterior concrete, and will it make it slick, or will it just deflect the rain? Your thoughts on sealing, what product?
Sure, absolutely. So, I talked a little bit earlier in the show about the process, if you heard, to grind and use self-leveling caulk for a hairline crack. But in my own driveway that I also had done last year, I have hairline cracks, and I'm opting right now not to fix them. There is a product that is made by Ozinga that is called Water Stop. That could be something you could explore. I wouldn't really recommend sealing it necessarily to stop cracking. That the sealer will not stop cracking. But definitely check with your concrete contractor who did your project to see if they had sealer in their mix, because our concrete mix at Andreas actually includes an integral sealer. So it's already mixed into your concrete. So you might not even be aware that there is sealer already existing in your concrete. Does that sound good?
All right. I can't reach that contractor. I bought the house, so... the question is there just a sealer I can put down if I decide just to go ahead and seal it?
Sure. Yeah, you can definitely go to a place like Carroll Supply or McCann and pick up just your basic concrete sealer and apply it with a roller paintbrush.
Any Thank specific model or brand, or it doesn't matter?
Well, I mean, when I'm buying concrete sealer, I buy it from Ozinga. That's my preferable brand. But
do they service the listener?
Absolutely,
right.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. All right, Larry?
Thank you.
All right, buddy, hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product. 312-981-7200. 815, Rory in Westchester. Can you ask Mrs. Andreas, your mother?
Not me, but yes.
Call your mother. What her company is doing about the shortage of sand for concrete, literally running out of sand.
Sure. That is the first I am hearing of a sand shortage. We work with a very reputable concrete supplier. So we have been with them for more than 30 years, I believe, and we have never had an issue with them acquiring any of the products to produce concrete. So we are full steam ahead, rolling forward, no fear.
All right. Ray Kaplan, yes. 773, regarding Parent Plus loans. At least $10,000 student. I don't know what that means. I hope parents are included in forgiveness. Universities automatically direct parents to Parent Plus loans after students max out on federal student loans, even after exhaustive scholarship grant searches on our own and school help. So are the Parent Plus loans included in the $10,000?
Again, if they have been previously consolidated years ago and you've been making payments on them and you qualify under that median income test, then they should be included. But we have yet to see what the actual forgiveness is going to be.
What is the cost after the loan? I'm just going to read it. Doesn't make sense to me, but maybe you can make sense of it. 815. What is the cost of the loan consultation? Cost after the loan consultation? Is it a percent of total saved? Also, how is a self-employed individual with loans handled? Cheryl in Rockford, longtime listener. Thank you, Cheryl.
Great question. In terms of what it costs to retain us, it really depends on what service you're retaining us four. And generally speaking, it's between $1,500 and $2,500, depending on how much needs to be done on your particular case. So anywhere in that range. Insofar as your other question on... Sorry, now I'm completely blanking. She asked about, what was it, Dave?
They asked about the 1% total saved. Is it, how do you base your fee after the loan, the $200 loan consultation?
No, that part I answered. It was the second part of the question.
Also, is a self-employed individual with loans handled the same way?
Yes. Okay. So that's a great question. In terms of income-based, when you're self-employed, we have a lot more flexibility in terms of how we can calculate that payment, because actually the Department of Education recognizes that if you're self-employed, it's not like you're a salaried employee and you know exactly what your income is going to be. So we can actually calculate it based on 1 month's income when we're applying for that income-based repayment plan. So if we're doing it when it's a month that happens to be lower, you might get a much lower monthly payment plan for that entire year, because we can issue a self-certifying letter of income, and that will be used for purposes of calculating that payment. So lots more flexibility, actually, if you're self-employed.
Down the line to Justin, Darlene in Elk Grove Village called to see if she can stain a fiberglass door.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you can. And fiberglass doors actually have different wood species available that mimic what a real wood species may look like. So, for example, if you like cherry grain or mahogany grain or fir or oak, those are all options that are available. They all accept stain. There is a unique process needed to be able to stain the fiberglass doors. And most importantly, you want to ensure that they are sealed properly. Because if you have an exposure where your door faces east, south, or west, you're going to get a lot of sun on there, and the doors, you know, they won't last as long. They're only as good as the clear coat that you put on them. So I'd recommend that you buy a door from a source that has a factory finish on the door. But if you have a fiberglass now and you want to refinish it, that's a possibility. You want to contact your favorite painter to come out and lightly sand the door, and those doors can be re-stained as well.
Really? Okay, J.C. Licht is our go-to guy there. 312-981-7200. 630 for Mike. Is there a website that we could go to see your past jobs?
Yeah, you can see my gallery at WGNMike.com. You click on the gallery and it'll take you to all of our jobs. Absolutely.
It's a great website. Sorry, I didn't. No. It's a great one.
Yeah, because you've been there, because you were checking it out?
I'm checking it out because I want to do some more landscape lighting. It looks really beautiful. It makes a huge difference.
WGNMike.com. WGNMike.com. Stephen A. Leahy, 312, would like to know how many years back does the IRS check taxes? Because you made a comment, if you haven't paid in 15 years, how far back do they go?
Okay, that is a great question, because that's what paralyzes people. They think, well, how am I going to get anything? I can't go back 15 years or 10 years. The answer is, to be in compliance with the IRS, you only have to go back 6 years. So if you haven't filed in 10 years, those other 4 years, you don't have to file. Unless they filed for you. What will happen is the IRS will file your tax returns for you. These are called substitute for returns. And if they've done that, then they've assessed the tax against you. But again, there's a number after which it really doesn't matter what you owe, because you can't pay them. And that's just a fact.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. It's the bottom of the hour. We got to hit a break here. We're going to throw it over to our trusted partner in our newsroom, Kevin Wells. 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Let's Get Legal is coming up, I believe, after this show.
One of my favorite shows.
John is out of town on his honeymoon, and he put something online about a bomb scare or something this morning. I'm like, have fun. 3 months, so I don't know who's in for that. John. Yeah, I'm like, what the hell is this? He's like, oh, this is, we got an explosion went outside his hotel. So it seems like he's okay, but Let's Get Legal's coming up next. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call, a text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Let's continue to keep going around.
Well, let me say something about Let's Get Legal. I just want to say they have very prominent attorneys like Ray Kaplan on that show. So it's a worthwhile show. Sometimes even I'm on that show.
Yeah, it's a good show.
So I just wanted to plug it.
Okay, can we get back to the regularly scheduled program? 312-981-7200. I received a text message here from Kevin McDonald, the sales rep, with Rich Dykstra Sr. at the Red Stars game, grilling. Look at that. Is that a look? Is that a look? This is a look.
Oh wow!
Rich Dykstra in short shorts, like the Dallas cheerleaders. Daisy Dukes. It's a good look on them. Not so much on Rich Dykstra, and I don't want to know who applied the suntan lotion. The SPF 50. That's all I want to know. I don't want to know, but I just had to
throw say up. Nice things about Kevin. Well, not here, though.
Not here. 312-981-7200. 224, Sarah. Mm-hmm. Does Andreas fix and seal stamped concrete driveways, and how far north will they serve? Texting from Mundelein.
Sure. Absolutely. You could give us a call at our office to schedule an estimate. I will personally come see you just to help you assess your problem. And if you're looking for repair solutions, I could usually offer you something that you could complete yourself.
Is that still popular, the stamped concrete?
Yeah, I love stamped concrete. You know, I try to kind of caution people against maybe using it for your driveway just because you have a lot of wear and tear with vehicles and salt coming off the vehicles, but it is such a beautiful look for a patio, outdoor space, outdoor kitchen, around your pool. It is just very luxurious. There is some maintenance. You know, you can reseal it every couple years or every year. Me personally, I have an exposed aggregate patio, which is a beautiful multicolored pea gravel look, and I will reseal that every year. Even though I have sealer in my concrete, just double decker.
312-981-7200. 708, Ms. Kaplan, how much is your fee for the tuition forgiveness program?
So it really depends.
Love that answer.
It really because each person, sometimes there are just a few things that have to be done, and depending on the situation, there might be a lot of paperwork that has to be submitted. The other thing I wanted to alert people to is that this is only through October 31st, 2022, as per the executive order, unless they extend that again. So we're hoping that they do so that we can get more people's loans forgiven. But to get back to the question, also it's going to be between that $1,500 and $2,500 range.
Okay. Justin, 773, is there a way to paint stained windowsills frames without sanding them? Or do you have to sand them to get the grit for the paint to sink in? Or buy new replacement windows?
Well, generally, anytime you want to repaint a surface, you want to sand it down. So that's just a basic procedure for repainting. You do want to sand it down to a smooth surface, clean off any debris, apply a primer, and repaint. So that's what would be recommended for that.
So definitely no.
If they were asking if they can skip the
sanding part,
the sanding part would not recommend. Or
they can, and then watch the paint.
Peel, and it will not look smooth.
Right.
One other point of interest on that, due to the lead paint laws, I just would caution if your home was built prior to 1978, that you wear proper mask and ventilation and possibly build a plastic containment barrier around that area because you don't want lead paint particles going throughout the house. So be safe anytime sanding. Especially if your home was built prior to 1978 when lead paint was commonly used.
Right. Okay. And most homes that have vinyl windows or fiberglass doors and windows was manufactured after 1978.
Correct.
Okay. 312-981-7200. This is for you, Michael. The storefront type rope LED lights that you commonly see, I need to know, do I need special equipment for that? And where can I buy them and have them installed? I'm in the near western suburbs. Do you do commercial work?
We do commercial work, yes.
Yep. And you said doo-doo.
Doo-doo. So we said doo-doo. We doo-doo.
I was going to point that out.
I know. I beat you to it. I love when he says that. And this has got nothing to do with the
Amber Heard challenges that she had.
Oh, I was wondering if you were going to make that
connection. I got to loop that right in. Who doesn't? Listen, let's not spotlight it. It happens every once in a while. It's okay.
It's an accident.
It's an accident. So, commercial, and if people want to know what the hell we're talking about, Google it. So how much of your business is commercial?
About 5%, actually. Most of it's residential, but we do commercial stuff.
What is this texter asking about rope lights and all that stuff? Explain it to me, because I don't know.
So there's, it's not commercial grade. It's going to be called linear lighting. It's like a line of colored light that you'll see sometimes across the front of storefronts and stuff like that. So you can get red or green or whatever else, or just white. And sometimes they have RGB, too, so it changes colors. But, yes, we have that available as a product.
312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We had a client, a mutual client, who had the, you got him the payment program. The, what's it called? It was under 20.
Installment agreement.
Installment agreement. Mm-hmm. And he wanted to go to refinance, and this is very important for our listeners. FHA is the only agency that will refinance a payment plan with the IRS, because the IRS places some type of
lien
against your property. And it takes a while, but we have to get the payment plan. You have to count the payment, but you can refinance with that payment plan in play. Say that 10 times quick. With that payment plan in play, with that payment plan in play. But I know.
You shouldn't have really done it. It says, you know, when you say that, like, you should say that.
I'm a trained professional. Stay in your lane. On your show, you can do what you want. But that's important for our listeners to understand, that once you set up that payment plan, $300, $200, $100, whatever it is, $500,000, that payment, whatever the payment is, gets taken into account for their qualifying ratios. It's counted as a monthly payment, unless it's less than 10 months to go. Then we don't have to count any type of installment program of less than 10 months. A lease, you have to count through the end of the lease. So if you have a car loan or lease, I digress. But that is an important feature when it comes to that payment plan.
Absolutely. And again, we talked about getting the lien removed if you owe less than $25,000.
Which is huge.
You know, and if you get into a payment plan, but you got to be 100%. We talked about partial installment agreements, which means I'm not paying what I owe in total. I'm just going to pay what I can. They will keep their lien until the statute of limitations comes in. That's what we call the CSED, collection statute expiration date. Just like to say that. And because that's so important to people, because a lot of times, right, I put people in that owed $1 million, and now people are going to get angry because I got people out of $1 million tax debt. But, right, they couldn't pay it. But then the statute kicks in and you don't owe it anymore. And that's really important to know what that date is before you start going trying to figure out how to solve the problem. What people will do is they'll be very close to that statute date, and then they'll try to get an offer and compromise, and that adds time to the statute. So you don't want to do that. So these are important.
Yes. Again, you can do everything on the show.
Let's ask Ray what she has to say.
Ray, I thought you were playing with your fingers.
Okay. No. One thing I wanted to tell WGN listeners, if you have a small federal loan out there, let's say you have a whole bunch of loans and then you've got one old small one with a low balance, before you talk to us, don't go and pay that loan off, because those smaller loans are the older loans, and those are the ones that I can generally wrap into a federal consolidation to make all of your newer loans now eligible for PSLF. So I just want to put that out there, because wow. I know a lot of people, they want to pay off those little loans, but sometimes those little loans allow me to get your big loans forgiven.
PSLF stands for?
Public Service Loan Forgiveness.
And Ray and I talked about this before, because she does these student loans, and that's all federal law based.
Yeah. Right?
I help people with taxes. That's federal law based. Very similar restrictions and getting things removed. Right. So there generally is a program. It gets complicated. But there generally is a program for you to try to get past it. Now, I always tell people, the IRS is more concerned with you getting in compliance and staying there than paying your taxes. That doesn't mean they don't want you to pay your taxes. But they want you to be in compliance and pay, get involved and pay.
I can't go to a commercial now?
Yes.
Have you got anything further to add?
I'll think about it during commercials.
312-981-7.
If I was sharp, I would have said that.
I know. That's Prevagen.
Next week.
We'll stop off at Walgreens and get the prescription on the way home.
No, it's over the counter.
Oh, it's over the counter?
Yeah.
Oh, then we could stop off at any drugstore.
That's right. Let's do
that. Of your choice.
If I remember.
If you remember. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Home stretch here. Get your calls in. Get your texts in. We do a roundtable for the last break. 312-981-7200 MegaPros, call, text, and photo line. Home Sweet Home Chicago, 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
I know these are, you know, high-class problems.
Do you upgrade to the package where the spotlight follows you?
I have that.
What do you mean, like a movie star thing?
Yeah, like...
No, it doesn't
David
follow
David Harper's in the pool.
I'm looking good now. I have to admit, I do look good in the bathing suit.
I'm sure you do.
I look better than Jabba the Hutt that I did last year at this time.
I know, but it's not worth a spotlight.
No, not at all.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. We're just going to throw it around the horn here and give everybody a minute to say goodbye and spotlight what they want to spotlight. So first you, Sarah Andreas.
Okay, so today is June 4th. Which means that summer is going to be in full swing. So if you are looking to have a concrete project done in preparation for a family summer party, or even just thinking towards next winter and all the ice and the snow that's coming, now is the time to call us and schedule an estimate. Myself or one of our other qualified estimators will come speak with you about your problem. I know it is easy to push things down the line, but we need to remember that concrete and concrete services gets more expensive each year. So if you think waiting till next year is a good financial decision, it is not. So please call us at 708-863-5735, or you could find us at andreasconstruction.com.
Ray Kaplan, Kaplan Law Firm, attorney and student loan assassin at the Kaplan Law Firm.
Thank you.
Yep. Your dime, your dance floor?
I would love everybody to call us if you think you have been paying on your student loans for a while and you have that question, why haven't these been forgiven? It seems like maybe they should be forgiven by now. Oftentimes you're right, and we just need to go through the process to actually have your loans forgiven. We don't often talk about private student loans on here, but now is the time where if we can negotiate a reduced balance settlement, we can get that done for you without you having to pay federal income tax on that forgiven amount. And as I said, the IDR waiver and the PSLF waiver is huge. We are getting hundreds of thousands of dollars in people's loans forgiven. If there's any doubt in your mind that this might apply to you, please give us a call, 312-294-8989.
Justin Bartley, next door window.
To all the listeners, if your front door looks like it has seen better days, maybe it looks like it's from the 1980s or it's faded, the front door is the focal point of the home. That's going to add a tremendous amount of curb appeal. And if you are interested in replacing your doors and windows, it is taking between 4 and 6 months. So if you'd like to have your project completed in 2022, now's the time to give us a call. We have the free design consultation. We'll do the visualizer. We could show you exactly what your home's going to look with a bunch of different options on it. We're happy to come on out and take a look at it for you.
How do we get a hold of you?
You can call us at 800-NEXT-DOOR or online at 800nextdoor.com.
Mike Long, Mike's Landscape Lighting.
Yes, as Sarah said, Chicagoland summers are very short. So if you want to enjoy your outdoor space with some lighting, it's time to call us now and get on that list so we can get you some lighting back there so you can enjoy your patio into the evening hours when it starts to get dark.
Listeners want to reach you. What's the best way to reach you?
262-358-9100 or WGNMike.com.
Stephen A. Leahy, Opem Tax Resolutions.
I wanted to talk to texter 630 asking about she had paid the IRS and they don't have record of it. Be patient with the IRS. They're behind in everything, and they may be just behind in here. You have proof, and from your text, you have proof. Hold on to the proof, and you'll be able to prove that you paid them, and they won't come after you anymore. But you've got to be patient.
How do our listeners reach out to you?
Give me a call, 312-664-6649. Go to WGNTaxman.com.
I want to leave our listeners with this tip. as gas continues to get more expensive, as food continues to get more expensive, I could just say as everything gets more expensive, the availability on your credit cards is going down. Because you're adding more to your credit cards, especially if you're maintaining balances. So get ahead of it now because we have a tsunami coming. How do I know this? Because you have very smart people saying we're going on to the economic rocks. Elon Musk, Jamie Dimon, JP Morgan Chase CEO, the head of BlackRock, a huge, huge multi-bazillion dollar, all are predicting bad things. Get ahead of it. Call your credit card companies today. Ask them to triple your limits. If they say they can't do that and you double it, you're ahead, right? As you add more and more, as things get more and more expensive, the best time to do this is when you don't need the availability. Get ahead of it because the more you add to your credit cards, the worse your credit scores get. So if you add availability, if you go from $1,000 limit with a $250 balance, you're at 25% capacity. If you double it to $2,000, that same $25,000 is 12.5%. If you keep adding more and more and more because things are more expensive and you can't afford it because you got cut back on your job, which could be coming shortly, get ahead of it. Be in a defensive mode. Let everybody know out there. Contact your credit card companies. Request limit increases immediately. Request a triple increase. If they don't give you a triple, take the double and walk away. Okay? Why do you need it? You're going to be traveling more. You're going to be entertaining more. You just want more room on your credit cards for emergency reasons. That's it. Been a good client, a good payer. You should easily qualify you, and it gives you more availability to protect yourself for what we're about to go into, which is some rocky, rocky, rocky weather. This has been Home Sweet Home Chicago. I hope that tip has helped you and your family, because it will if you implement it. We'll be back next Saturday. Give me a call during the week, 855-56-DAVID, or go to 56david.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great weekend.